You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Next up on Destination Freedom.
The storytellers say an old city without a legend is like a cow without a cud. And if so, the city of Memphis, Tennessee would have plenty to chew on if the legend of Stacca Lee was its only one. In this chapter, Destination Freedom brings you an account of the mythical Paul Bunyan of the Outlaws, around whom grew these tales of Stacca Lee.
He's a bad man. Cruel Stacca Lee.
Welcome to Destination Freedom Black Radio Days podcast, a copyrighted program of No Credits Production, LLC. I'm producer-director Donnie L. Betts. As a man, the low-life pimp and murderer Lee Shelton has all but sunk into obscurity. However, as raised up by more than a century of popular culture, this righteous killer, Stacca Lee, has become an icon to generations, who see in this folk character a defiance of authority, pride of self, and strength in the face of adversity. In this episode, we hear Richard Doohan's take on this larger-than-life figure, Stacca Lee, or Stacca Lee, as filled with this amazing blues soundscape from Lana Young, Roy Hightower, and Otis Taylor. Be sure to check out a concert recorded live directly following the audio drama Stacca Lee. I'm Donnie L. Betts. Next on Destination Freedom Black Radio Days, Stacca Lee.
Destination Freedom.
He's a bad man, cruel Stacca Lee.
Nobody knows where Stacca Lee got started, but I got it straight from the folks who saw him and lived to tell about it. Stacca Lee is a tale straying like an alley cat from house to house, fragments flying from lip to lip. Jaybird gossip and mockingbird tales from housemaids, butlers, gamblers, and bartenders. Sharpies who tie together the shears and shards of Stacca Lee. And this is the story they tell.
He's a bad man, cruel Stacca Lee.
They say the night Stacca Lee was born, there was a thunderstorm that bounced the earth back and forth like a cue ball on a billiard table.
And it rained fire for 5 straight hours in the gambling houses along the muddy Mississippi. All the cards turned to aces and the dice rolled nothing but 7s and announced his coming.
He's a bad man, cruel Stacca Lee.
The storm was so terrible that 6 planets resigned from the solar system and plunged into the Milky Way. The dead stuck their heads above the graves and held a conference and voted to boycott anybody born on this terrible night, even if it was Stacca Lee.
He's a cruel man.
Things were so disarrayed that a frantic flea bit an elephant and paralyzed it. Simon Legree joined the NAACP. One apple dropped into the Mississippi and made it run pure cider for a solid week. In hell, the devil's fire went out like a light, and Satan nearly caught pneumonia and swore on a ton of coal to get the soul of Stacca Lee. But in a cool blue morning, the earth was still intact. And somehow old Josiah Lee quit working the cafe, slung his 12-string guitar over his shoulder, and went home to see what the weird night had brought him.
Well, Bertha, you up already?
You see me up, don't you, Josiah?
Well, sure, but is everything all right? Everything's all right, ain't it? I mean, the baby?
He was born.
Well, praise the Lord. A great day, what was that?
You praised the wrong one. This was the devil's doing.
Now, Bertha, you're just upset. I can't say I don't blame you after the night we've had, but can I see my baby? What's he been doing?
Growing.
Oh, of course. They all do.
This one's been growing 1 foot an hour.
Well, now, Bertha, you shouldn't be...
Hey, Ma!
Great guns. Who Who's that?
It's him.
Will you two stop dabbing and get me out this 2x4 crib? I've outgrown it! Ma! Ma!
They say Stack tore up his crib before he'd been Christian. Kicked through the slats and stood with a full set of milk-white teeth. And stalked into the living room and stood arms all akimbo.
Good Lord! I'm sorry, Lord. I meant the devil.
So, you my pa?
Well, theoretically speaking.
Then what's my name?
We had thought about naming you after your cousin Jacob, but...
Lee, name the boy before the devil does.
You sure are stacked. I'll name you Stack, because you're built like steel. Does that suit you?
It'll do. Now, Pa, Ma.
Yes, son?
Yes, son.
You must have had some plans for my future before I was born.
Well, yeah, we did, sort of.
What kind of job did you have in mind for me to grow into? I want to be a dutiful son.
Well, all our plans are sort of, well...
Lee, tell him before the devil does.
Well, Stack, to tell you the truth, we were going to kind of sort of let you choose.
Oh, well, that's good.
Of course, we didn't know you'd be so precocious.
Yeah, let me have this chair here and figure this thing out. I think you better sit on the floor, son.
No.
Oh, boy, this boy is heavy.
Now, the very minute I was born, first thing struck in my mind was that maybe my ma and pa had planned on being the governor of Tennessee. That right?
Well, no, Stack.
You see, that ain't allowed.
Well, never mind. Then I thought y'all must have planned on being a senator.
Well, no, Stack. You see, not that either.
Never mind then. I guess you must have wanted me to manage one of them big buildings over there on Beale Street. One of them the store tripped on when he flew me in.
Well, Stack, not exactly.
I was talking to your mom about it, and she was thinking...
Well, maybe I didn't figure out what you had planned for my future. Oh, but I sure know where you wanted me to live.
Well, we didn't.
Ooh, right over there on Confederate Street, or right next to Lily White Boulevard.
Well, no, Stack, not that either.
Then just what did y'all have in mind for me?
Well, you see, Stack, none of them things you mentioned are kind of, you know... Why none? Well, before the devil does. All them jobs you named are for white folks only.
White folks?
Yes, Stack.
What color am I?
You ain't white.
So?
So ain't too many jobs around here for you. Ain't too many streets you can live on except them they's got set aside, you see?
I see.
You getting up to go someplace, son?
I'm just stretching.
They say when Stack Lee stood up to stretch, his fist punched holes in the rooftops and knocked out a 40-pound buzzard flying overhead. And when he settled, he said,
Pa!
Son?
Now, I outgrew my crib. I know I've outgrown the Jim Crow system. I don't intend on being hemmed in.
Stack, nothing you can do, son. You're only a baby, just a day old.
Pa, give me something to scratch my back.
Won't my hairbrush do?
Nah, it won't. Give me that there 45 pistol. You got one, ain't you?
Well, sure, but I ain't never had no use for it.
Well, I got a use for it. Ooh, thanks.
Stock Lee started by scratching his back with 16 shots skimming along his spine. They tickle him. He straightened up and looked out the window and saw a Jim Crow sign hanging in front of the drinking fountain. He shot the sign down, and when old man asked,
Son, just what do you intend to be?
I guess I'm gonna be the baddest baby ever born.
Bad as he can be, up bad staggerly.
Then he picked up his old man 12-string guitar for company and sauntered out of on Beale Street where the Blues and Stack Lee had been born. He saw Jim Crow signs everywhere saying, color folks keep out and white folks only. And shook his head and said,
I wish whoever put up those signs would go right straight to...
Well, 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 if it ain't my old pal, Stacker Lee, just down here a-wishing and a-wishing.
I ain't a day old yet, and I ain't your pal. In fact...
You're right. I'm just a little ahead of my schedule. I always get just a little ahead of myself. It's the devil in me.
Well, I ain't gonna let you get ahead of me. Goodbye, Mr. Devil. I'm looking for work.
Right. Hey. Wait. I got a proposition for you. Will you wait?
Stack wouldn't wait, but went job hunting with the devil dogging his heels. He walked until his feet were lead and the devil caught up with him.
Hey, boy, I got a proposition. Better than anything you ever dreamed of and you're running from it.
Oh, what is it?
I need you.
What for?
Suppose we go over in my office, have a nice, sociable drink, and get friendly-like.
Well, I guess.
Good! My office is located over in the graveyard. I'll stop by the drugstore, pick up some soft drinks, then you can get the deal of your life.
The devil ducked into a pharmacist and bought a half gallon of arsenic, a quarter of strychnine and a pint of cyanide of potassium and Prussian acid, mixed it together with hemlock and nitroglycerin, and returned to the graveyard, ready for a nice social afternoon, while Stack sat waiting on a tombstone.
My boy, you sure look good sitting there on that tombstone. Only way you'd look better would be to be laying under it.
You said you had a proposition for me?
Hey, oh, yes, I do. I'd like to have a little unusual man, someone whose soul I can't snatch so easy. You know, most souls come to me without a living struggle.
What's the proposition?
It's for an unusually strong man, someone hard to get.
Like mine?
Well, I don't know. Care for a drink?
Well, I don't mind.
A soul after my own heart. I knew you belonged to me, Stack. I just knew it. Yes, I did. I just knew it. Oh, man. Now I'm sure of it.
Woo! I'm mighty thirsty, Mr. Devil.
Yeah, now, drink some of this and you'll never be thirsty anymore.
Stack turned up the gallon jar of nitroglycerin plus and downed it in one gulp.
Ooh, that's mighty good. Don't tell me you're on the wagon, Mr. Devil.
Well, sort of. That is, you know, it's a little rich for
me. Then you won't mind if I finish the rest of this here soda pop. Mm. Thank you.
You feeling all right, Stack?
Never felt better in my life. Now, about that proposition.
Well, I see you're going to be a hard soul to get a hold of. To put all my cards on the table and to be perfectly honest, as I always am, I noticed that you have a trend. You're headed to be an outlaw.
I ain't surprised.
Well, in your line of work, you're running into quite a few souls that are overdue. Should be burning in my furnace right now. I'd like for you to speed them on.
I see. And what do I get?
Oh, I'll fix it so the law can lay a hand on you. I'll increase the powers you already got. And son, you got some. I'll teach you how to play that guitar you're holding in a magic way. And of course, I'd sort of like to have your own soul.
Oh, over my dead body.
All right. To put all my cards on the table and to be perfectly honest, as I always am, long as you don't kill an innocent human, I couldn't collect your soul no how.
I ain't gonna harm an innocent soul.
Maybe not. Now then, if you get married in 1 year's time without harming an innocent one, you're free of me.
Man, not a bad deal. Not a bad deal.
No, sir, it ain't.
How come you doing all this for me, Mr. Devil?
Well, my boy, just remember, the devil does a good deed now and then just to amuse himself.
The devil disappeared and Stack spied a stranger.
Say, stranger!
Yes, sir?
Which way I find the most desperate criminals in the country?
Well, I tell you, they ought to be down around where the Ku Klux Klan hide out.
Where is that?
Come here. You see that long, long street there?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And that street go all the way down to Alabama and Florida.
Mm-mm. That's a bad-looking road.
And the further you go down, the better it gets. Where the Grand Dragoon of the Klan lives on what? That street in the last block in the last house.
Stack went down the long street, and the Grand Dragon heard him on his way, scratching his back with his 45. And he took a shortcut through the Ozark Mountains. The dragon sent a 10-foot rattlesnake to stop his Stacker Lee. The rattlesnake took pity on day old Stacker Lee and gave him a few warning rattles just to get his eye. And Stack laid down his 45 just to be fair and gave the rattlesnake the first 3 bites.
Ooh!
He did wince in pain at the first bite.
Ah.
Grinned at the second bite. And fell down laughing at the third bite. It tickled him so. Then he waded into the reptile and frailed him until the old rattler yelled for mercy.
Please! Please! Mr. Stackley! Have pity on poor me! Please!
Who's the baddest baby ever born?
Stackley of Tennessee!
All right then. Let me go down the road in peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. Stackley.
Stack wrapped the rattler around his pants for a belt and walked on down the long street until a mountain lion sent by the Grand Dragon jumped from a tree and lit on Stack's neck. The lion weighed more than 3 steers and a calf and had digested a platoon of men the day before. Stack laid down his 45 just to be fair. And in a minute, had knocked the fight out of the lion, and the lion hollered.
Meow! Meow! Oh, I give up, Stack. Man, can't you take a joke? Can't you take a joke at all?
Then Stack met a cyclone, the worst to ever hit the South. And being tired of walking, he toned the tornado down and got on his back. Rolled away, rested away to the side of the street, slid down the streak of lightning and knocked on the door of the last house.
Who's that?
Big Stackley from Tennessee.
Well, move on back up the road while I still got my temper.
You run the Klan.
And that ain't all.
You one of them men who keep up them Jim Crow signs.
Boy, I invented them. What's your business?
A little funeral business.
Now, boy, don't let me get mad, because I scares my own self when I gets mad.
And I ain't scared of nobody.
Hey, boy, stay back! Stay back, he's all mine. I'll just keep him and let y'all lynch him later. Now, I got a .32 special on a .44 frame. And how can I miss when I got dead aim?
All right. You got your big gun and I've got mine. Just rap on that cartridge if you don't mind dying.
Boom, boom, boom. They say both guns went off together. And when the smoke cleared away, that was one man standing and one man stretched out on the ground.
Well, I see you right on the job, Stack. You keeping your bargain.
I didn't intend to shoot on...
Oh, never mind. I note this down in your account. one grand dragoon of the KKK sent home after his schedule. Uh-huh. Good, Stack. Like I said, you won't find no danger at all till you decide to marry, and if you find you can't. So long, Stack.
And Stacker Lee went wandering around the wharfs and the levees of the Mississippi, met men he did in, and men who wanted to do him in. And after each encounter, the devil chuckle.
60, 18, 20 souls sent from my furnace. Nice work, Stack. Nice work, Stack. Very, very nice work.
And the news of the shooting spread pretty fast, and thereafter, sheriffs from Savannah to Knoxville, Birmingham to New Orleans tacked up signs advertising Stacker Lee.
If anybody see that bad man Stacker Lee, shoot it first, then bring him to me.
Yeah, he's a bad man, cruel Stacker Lee.
Shoot him on sight and collect the reward. For if he sees you first, and send your soul to the Lord.
Innocent man tried Stacker Lee.
And Stack, carousing around the riverboats and gambling houses of Missouri, got to be the best blues man on the river. And sang while the bloodhounds and the sheriff bayed at his heels. And he hid out so long in the Silver Moon Cafe on Market Street in St. Louis, the devil got impatient for his soul and caused a woman named Stack of Dollars to come in the cafe one night.
Yeah, man.
She split the men apart as she strode to the gaming table, set down a stack of silver dollars, cried out,
"From Memphis to Macon, they call me Stack of Dollars. 'Cause win, lose, break even, I ain't the one to holler. I pile my money mountain high, 'cause my only limit is the clear blue sky. Let her roll, boys, let her roll."
The wheelman spun the wheel. It stopped on Stack a Dollar number. She had the house.
"Ladies, luck's brought me many a buck. Shell out, mister, shell out.
Shell out.
Hey, now you tell me.
Now you know.
Pay off.
Hey, no, wait a minute. Get out of here while the kid is...
Stack a Dollar shot a right to the wheelman's jaw. He shot down to the holy ground like he'd been called to say a prayer. Two bouncers edged in and she drove one man nose so far into his face, whenever he breathed, he air conditioned his spine. Then she attacked her dollars and strode toward the door, where Stacker Lee stood with his Stetson hat in his hand and bowed.
"Miss, I've been looking for you for a long, long time."
"What's on your mind, honey boy?"
"That right cross did it."
"What?"
"Made me love you on sight." "I love a fighting woman."
"I love a fighting man going my way."
That's the way it went. The devil chuckling because he knew what was coming. When they got down to the nitty gritty, Stack of Dollars had a weird tale to tell.
"Stack.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to convince my father before we can marry."
Oh, I convince most people.
"My old man wouldn't believe it was hard if he was in the devil's furnace. He's sick now. Convince him he needs help, and we get married."
"Leave it to me, honey. I'll make him feel he's so sick, he's dead."
"Please, man, officer, how could it be?"
"No such thing! I ain't a bit sick, never was. Now, girl... Now, don't come bringing in no young man to tell me lies!"
"This is Stacker Lee."
"Stacker Lee the bad man? No such thing. He ain't Stacker Lee."
"But I am, Mr. Dollar, and I want to marry."
"No, you don't. No, you don't. I don't believe a word of it. Now, get out of my sight while I still got a loving temper."
Way down below, the devil chuckled when Stack brought in a doctor for Mr. Dollars.
"Mr. Dollars, the doctor's here."
"Doctor? What for?"
Now, easy, Mr. Dollars. You're a very sick man."
"You crazy. Nothing wrong with me, not at all."
"Nothing, only that you're dying, Mr. Dollars."
"Who's dying? I'm in better health than I've ever been."
"In exactly 24 hours. You'll be dead, Mr. Dollar."
I don't believe a word of it. Not one truth.
Mr. Dollars died. The undertaker came. They bore him to the graveyard and buried him. Stacker Lee drew a long breath, and he and Stacker Dollars got ready to be wed. But Stacker Dollars came into the church.
"Stack, Stack.
Yo, yes.
It's what, Father.
What's the matter?
I went to the cemetery to put flowers on Father's grave. He wasn't in it. He was sitting on the fence. He won't believe he's dead.
Stack Lee went to the cemetery to talk to his would-be father-in-law. Mr. Dollar sat on top of his own tombstone, dusting off his clothes.
Mr. Dollars, believe me, you're dead, completely dead. You can't get around it.
No such thing, young man. I never felt better in my life.
But you've been buried.
Then why am I sitting here feeling healthy and happy if I'm dead? I don't believe a word you say.
And week after week, Mr. Dollars sat in the graveyard, swearing he was the healthiest man in Missouri. The undertakers refused to rebury him, and down below the devil grinned and waited for the evening to come when Stacker Lee would need his help. The evening came, and when someone knocked late at night at the Dollar's door...
Who is it?
It's me, girl. Now open the door and let me come into my own house. Hey, where's the fire? I just gotta warm my toes.
Oh, Father, you know...
Don't tell me I'm dead again. Mm. No such thing, no such thing. Now let me put my feet by the fire to warm them. I ain't nowheres near dead.
Stacker Lee felt the devil's breath on his neck and knew he had to find some way of convincing the old man that he was dead. Sundown and sunup, Mr. Dollars sat warm in his hands and feet by the fire. Stack's time was running short.
I wish the old man would go to...
Well, well, well. You need my help, Stack? Now, don't be stubborn. Speak up. In fact, I sort of owe you something on that last contract there, Stack.
Praise the Lord!
Oh, I wish you wouldn't mention that name around me. Now, about helping you.
What's your price?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. You'll be married before the year's up, it says here, and you won't kill an innocent soul. I wouldn't worry about that price. I'll collect mine somehow. I usually do.
Then help me.
Well, help lives in learning how to handle that guitar. Learn to play so well that whoever listens or damns themselves to death. Give me your fingers.
The devils took Stacker Lee's fingers and taught him how to play the way no one had played before. And when he went calling on Stacker Dollars, he saw the old man warming his feet by the fireplace.
What's the guitar for, Stack?
It's to send your father back where he belongs.
How?
I made a bargain.
With the devil?
Never you mind now. Now, when I play my guitar now, everyone who hears it got to dance, even the dead. I'm gonna see if it'll convince the old man.
Stack just touched the strings and the way they played, the old man jumped up.
Hey, no! Yeah. Hey! Play that thing, Stack! Hey! Play that thing!
Stack played like he never played before. Father-in-law jumped from his chair, took one step and went into a jig. Skip, prance, cakewalk, flip, then flop. And his knees are knocking, and soon his bones became flying around the room, real rolled around like a bear hoop around the floor. And Stack played faster and faster and forgot about time until the last bone had been separated from the old man, until he had convinced the old man that he was dead. Then he stopped and looked around and saw that Stacker Dollars too had danced herself to death.
Didn't I tell you I'd get your soul? Didn't I tell you? You killed an innocent human. Didn't I tell you? Didn't I? Payment in full, that's what I call it.
A court called it murder in the first degree. The judge said hanging was the price he had to pay. They gave Stack coffee. They gave Stack tea. They gave Stack all but the jailhouse key. The devil came a-saying,
Stack, you better hunt your hole. I've waited a long time to get your soul.
But when they got into a scuffle, folks heard the devil shout.
Come take Stack Lee before he puts out my fire.
Devil man tried to take Stack Lee's soul, trying to take his breath, but she got old.
That's the tale of Stacker Lee, I got it straight from the folks who saw him and lived to tell about it. Now, it's just jaybird gossip and mockingbird lore, but that's the story of Stack of Leaves. Stack of Leaves.
You've just heard Destination Freedom's dramatization of the tales of Stack of Leaves. Based on material from the famous Ona L. Spencer collection, Destination Freedom is written by Richard Durham, produced and directed by Donnie L. Betts. Tonight's cast included Donnie L. Betts, Vincent C. Robinson, Ruth A., Lawrence Curry, and Jeffrey Nicholson. Music by Otis Taylor, Roy Hightower, and Lionel Young. Foley sound artist Brenda Mattson, assisted by Itha Gabriel. I'm Rodney Franks.
He's a bad man, cruel staggerly.
That concludes this episode of Destination Freedom Black Radio Days. Our producer and director, Danielle Betts. Support for Destination Freedom is provided by the Bonfils Stanford Foundation, the Olympians Fund of the Denver Foundation, Arts and Society, and Karen and Johnny Klein. Destination Freedom Black Radio Days is produced by Danielle Betts. The series is remixed by Maurice Smith. Be sure you check us out at nocredits.com and pick up our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Radio Public, Spotify, etc. Follow us at Twitter at Donnie Betts, hashtag No Credits Production LLC, hashtag Black Radio Days, hashtag Destination Freedom Black Radio Days. Thank you for listening.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUPS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUPSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUPS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUPS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUPS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUPSmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.